Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, thank you for tuning in and catching our drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
It's great to be here, and do you know why?
Tell me.
It's warmer in here than it is outside.
Oh, it's cold. Great segue, too, yeah. For our... Let's take care of some
Global
business.
Warming?
Yeah, there's no global warming going on here, I can assure you of that. Let's take care of our sponsor this half hour. That was a great segue. Accurate Insulation. Now, it's getting cold out. Today's one of those first days. You can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars during the course of a winter if you have enough insulation. And most of us don't. I can't remember. I thought I read somewhere like 70% of homes do not have the appropriate amount of insulation, maybe bigger than that. I don't know.
Although 70% of Americans are overweight, so they do have it.
Well, I guess they do.
That's a different story.
Different story altogether. Call the professionals at Accurate Insulation if you plan on getting – well, you might as well get a quote. They do some free estimates. So 877-434-8973. I'm going a little blind after this. Greg, the guys at Accurate Insulation can do a professional insulation job for you. They can do walls, basements, attics. They have infrared scanning. They can do freezer foaming. So whether it's a house, a business, a restaurant, get that insulation done, because a little bit of money spent on insulation will save you thousands of dollars down the road.
Did you ad-lib that, or are you reading a script? Because that sounded really good.
I ad-libbed that.
Wow.
I'm getting better, aren't
you
I?
You are a man who can think on his feet. I'm like myself.
I wish I could say I wrote that, but... You know,
flowed.
Yeah.
Seriously, it was good.
Yeah, so call Accurate Insulation, 877-434-8973, or you can go to their website, www.accurate-insulation.com. Give Greg a call, 877-434-8973. Okay? Oh, I got through it.
Yeah.
All right, so lots going on. We're going to kind of push Obamacare to the back. I know we're all burned out on Obamacare. There's some information we got to know about that, but... one of the first things we always take care of on the show is tell you what we do. We go through the news of the week from thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going to thedailydrift.com, you should be, because we put the news you need to know on thedailydrift.com.
You cut through the internet chatter so the others don't have to.
Exactly right. Yeah. There is so much information out there that I try to condense it down to the stuff that's appropriate for us here, mm-hmm. State, local, and national news and international news.
That's why I stay off of Facebook. There's too much information out there.
Well, you're just the king of Segway today. If you're not following me and Brandon Drake on Facebook, you should be. Friend us up. It's Gary Wellings on Facebook. It's Brandon Drake on Facebook. And I actually have a Twitter account now, too. I don't know what I'm doing with it. But I got 2 followers already, which I think is kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew? I don't know how to make a tweet. Well, I did. I actually got 1 or 2 out, but I think I guessed at doing that.
What was your tweet?
We're doing the Drift Radio Show.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the big news this week was Dirty Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, went ahead with the nuclear option this week, right? And he claimed all kinds of things that the Republicans have been dragging their feet and holding off on all kinds of Obama nominations, which they should be. I mean, honestly, that's their job. When you've got a communist in the White House, you should do everything you can to try and stop his agenda.
Well, what about reaching across the aisle and compromise and uniting? Wait, that's a translation for surrendering all of your principles and caving to the other side.
Yeah,
that's generally what they want Republicans to do to unite and get something done in Washington. Right?
I was going to say something that I checked myself, and I'm glad I did.
Because did I provoke you?
No, it was
anger-wise.
No,
that's my job here.
No, you're doing fine. but the problem is, Mr. Reid did a complete 180-degree reversal on this. Right?
He's a hypocrite, are you saying?
Oh, the hypocrite with a capital H, right?
That sniveling little worm.
Yes, we've got a track from 2005. Now, this is when the Republicans had some control. And he didn't like the thought, because people always talk about it. The party in power always says, ooh, we're going to do a little nuclear option. We're going to end this. But it doesn't normally happen. This time, they took it to the ends. Derek, do we have that track already? Let's listen to Harry Reid a few short years ago and his take then on the nuclear option, ending filibusters.
Mr. President, the right to extended debate is never more important than when one party controls Congress and the White House. In these cases, the filibuster serves as a check on power and preserves our limited government. When legislation is supported by the majority of Americans, it eventually overcomes a filibuster's delay. But when legislation only has the support of the minority, the filibuster slows the legislation, prevents the senator from ramming it through, and gives the American people enough time to join the opposition. The filibuster is far from a procedural gimmick. It's part of the fabric of this institution we call the Senate. It was well known in colonial legislatures before we became a country, and it's an integral part of our country's 214-year history. The roots of the filibuster are found in the Constitution and in our own rules. In establishing each House of Congress, Article 1, Section 5, the Constitution states that each House may determine its rules. In crafting the rules of the Senate, senators establish the right to extended debate. But no, we are not going to follow the Senate rules. No. Because of the arrogance of power of this Republican administration, for 200 years we've had the right to extended debate. It's not some procedural gimmick. It's within the vision of the founding fathers of our country. They did it. We didn't do it. They established a government so that no one person and no single party could have total control. Some in this chamber want to throw out 214 years of Senate history in the quest for absolute power. They want to do away with Mr. Smith, as depicted in that great movie, being able to come to Washington. They want to do away with the filibuster. They think they're wiser than our founding fathers. I doubt that that's true. And we know, we've read, doesn't take a legal scholar, we've read in newspapers that this is a slippery slope. Once you have a rule changed illegally, then you can do it again. There's a precedent on the books.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, the
hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
It's just outrageous.
Three words for you. Hypocrite. It's not right.
But, of course, the Democrats and the mainstream media, they aren't playing this and critiquing this for the most part, right? It's just us talking about it, and no one else really seems to care.
Well, shame on the media.
Yeah.
For not putting this out there or not. It should have been on ABC News tonight. It should have been on CBS, NBC. And, of course, you won't see this on MSNBC or CNN either. But how outrageous those man's words. How outrageous is it for him to say that a few scant years ago, and now he completely undoes the whole thing? This man should be tried for treason.
It's the sure sign of a sociopath, where you have no guilt, no shame, and you just come out and do the opposite of what you stated in 2005.
Yeah.
You know, with no embarrassment, nothing.
No, oh, absolutely not. There is no shame in the Democratic Party of today.
Like Barack Obama with the debt ceiling. He accused George Bush. It's a failure of leadership. And look at Barack Obama. I'm skipping ahead, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a nice ode. So we commemorate 50 years ago that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and we all love John F. Kennedy, you know, frankly, the last good Democrat in the country.
I was going to say, yeah, compared to what you have now.
Well, he's
conservative. As far as Democrats go, and a cold warrior, and.
Yeah, the Democratic Party would be running away from John F. Kennedy today. I mean, he's way too conservative. He'd be a Tea Party guy. They'd probably be calling him all kinds of names. You know,
they might even call him George Bush. He's probably more conservative than George Bush, right?
Quite possibly.
In certain ways.
Quite possibly. Let's take a call from John and from Farmington Hills. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. It's great to talk to you again. Listen, I was telling your call screener, I've got a real nice statement I'll say about what's happened, and then your future callers after that can dovetail or piggyback off of this. But I'm going to tell you exactly what is going on, and that is that just a little bit ago, a couple of weeks ago, the president, before this Harry Reid's nuclear option, had purged some of the last remaining generals, you know, with the stars on their shoulders, and other just below them, high up military people, out. A lot of them are gone, and they can't even give reasons why some of them are gone. And the reason is because they were asked the question that if you were ordered by your commander in chief to stand against American citizens for this reason, like martial law or whatever, like we experienced in the Boston Marathon bombing, things of that nature, Second Amendment takedown. They said, no, we won't do it. So he got rid of them, and he put in rubber-stamped people, and then along comes this new fiasco. And what's going on with this is now, since you only need 51, and they have 55, and there's three vacant seats at the Washington, D.C., Circuit Court, which is all those in the other states, are just below the Supreme Court level. We were going to argue about the Obama health care, the government health care. And so now he's going to put into that spot the radical people. We gave him 85%. He he didn't get because we filibustered. Those will be the first two that will fill the two slots, and then he'll put another one in. Then when we go to argue the case, they will listen because they need to show, you know, that they're civil. And they'll say, well, you don't have standing because we feel that that's meritless and frivolous, and this is for the good of the people, and this stands, and the gavel will fall. And then he's going to stack all 50 states, and he's going to put in radical people with just a regular person that you could have found their history and objected and filibustered in. And this, even if we win the election and get a Republican or conservative president in there in both houses, could take maybe 6, 7, 10 years, depending on certain things that he put in place. And he is going to ram through, so he's not a lame duck, the rest of his agenda. Certain state, I forget which one, had called into another show like yours the other night, and already they're saying that, hey, we don't want single-family households. And they're saying that there's water, standing water in your yard or in this ditch from rain, and so that that's a wetland.
Right, they're going to call it that way.
You know, these lands, and then you're out, and you live in tenement housing. You're all in the cities. They've got walkways connected
right
everywhere. I mean, this is what he's doing, and people got to realize this Thanksgiving that we need to get that information off of websites that's there, see that it does have standing, it's real. We need to talk about it.
Right. John, you know what? I would have said a few years ago that you sound like a conspiracy theorist, but now
you're not now.
Absolutely not. Now you're as dead on the money as you could possibly be, because it is kind of a stacking of the court, and that's something we're going to cover in the next half hour. It's like you've been reading my script or something, John.
Well, that's the whole thing.
You got ties with the NSA? Here. Have you been watching me? Is that what you've been doing, John?
Once you control the judiciary and you got those people in, you know, some of these are lifetime appointments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's the point. That is what I'm saying. We have got to realize this Thanksgiving, this midterm election of November 6, 2014, is the election of the world. Your children and their children and their children will become slaves to the state and the government monetarily, and then monetarily means all the other ways that you could possibly imagine. If we can reverse this, if it's 3% in North Dakota because everything that springs up from the fracking, and we have more coal, oil, and gas.
Right.
If we get the conservatives in, we can take this back. But if we don't pull together and vote conservative to hold down the Constitution and get it right, we're going to lose the country.
Yeah.
No
good,
question.
Good points, John. Appreciate the call. We're going to run into a break. But, yeah, I think you're dead on the money. Thanks for the call, John.
God bless.
Take care. So I love John. He's always segueing my show, though. Way ahead of time. Derek, let's go to a break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion on the authoritarian takeover of the country. See you on the other side.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 7th Annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry, and makeup. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at one of our sponsor locations. In Ann Arbor, Four Seasons Sunrooms Kitchen and Bath, Stites Financial, Pictures Plus, Japanese Auto Service, Takia Rio La Fiesta, Jersey Mike's Subs, Pittsfield Township, in downtown Plymouth, Cornwell Christmas World, Muriel's Doll House and Toy Cottage, in Ypsilanti, Gene Buttman Ford, Whitmore Lake Florist, Dr. Michael Singleton Saleem, Chef Chris Boogie Woogie Barbecue Pinckney, in Canton, Vinny's Diner. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
If you have diabetes, you are at risk for kidney disease and other health complications, but you can fight back. Ask your health care provider what your A1C, blood pressure, and cholesterol numbers are and ask what they should be. Then, talk about steps to reach your ABC goals. Control your ABCs. Visit yourdiabetesinfo.org or call the National Kidney Foundation of Michigan at 1-800-482-1455.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600.
Yeah! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Okay, joining me in studio, Brandon Drake. Brandon,
always great to be here.
Good to hear. And Derek, handling our production for us. Thank you, as always.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so we were talking about one story leads to another. This is the first of the slippery slope, I think, that Harry Reid was talking about in his own comments when he was against ending the filibuster. And now, as soon as that was over, Senator, I think it's Tom Harkin, Senator Harkin.
Oh, from Iowa?
Yes.
Oh, he's another character.
Yeah, so he's coming out and saying, well, wait a minute, we should do this not just with judge appointments for Obama, we should do this with legislation as well. And that way they could really begin ramrodding whatever they wanted through in the last couple of years of Obama's time. It makes me think, and you tell me, you think they're actually scared? You think the Democrats know that they've gone too far and that if they don't get everything done that they can in the next 2 years or so, they're going to come up to the 2016 election and be thrown out for destroying the country? I mean, I would I would hope that would happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would hope that's the case, and I'm not that optimistic, though. I don't think they're scared. I think they're very confident in 2016, and I just can't see. I think it's more arrogance.
Right.
And they just want to just do it because they can.
Yeah, and they are.
And they are.
You know,
and again, they don't have any shame. That's, you know, kind of a sociopath type mentality.
Sure.
Arrogance. They can get it done. They can ram it through. What are the consequences? I think they're going to do just fine in the next elections.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and as Americans, you know, I'm always fond of saying, you know, you have to hit rock bottom before you know any better. And I think this country has not hit rock bottom. I really thought Romney had a chance, because I thought we had hit rock bottom with this recession, this prolonged recession. We're still in a recession. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with you, rock bottom, or people have to become more informed. And until one of those two things or both happen, then we're going to keep just doing what we're doing.
Yeah. Which is...
And the Democrats are confident in that. I mean, when a Nancy Pelosi can say, we have to pass it first to see what's in it, and people go along with that, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
That does not give me a whole lot of confidence and optimism in the electorate. And I know I keep bashing the electorate almost every show, and I feel guilty about it to a certain extent afterwards. But a big part of me feels strongly, based on the evidence, that that is the case.
Well, sure. It's all our fault.
And so caller John saying, hey, if we don't do this and don't elect these people, how are we going to elect these people when people aren't aware and or hit rock bottom to elect them?
Right. Well, it becomes upon each of us, you know. You and I do the radio.
Do the radio show. We talk to people.
We don't do this for money. We could be somewhere else on a Saturday afternoon. We're in here.
I could be on my paper route.
Yeah. And I could be working on the paper route. But, I mean, we do these things. This is our way of giving back to the country. This is our attempt to help the country and educate people to the best of our ability, and try and do it in an amusing way sometimes, mm-hmm, to get people to listen. But you as a listener have to get involved. You have to be involved. You have to get out and talk to people prior to this 2014 election. You have to make sure that when 2016 rolls around, we don't get a Hillary Clinton for president, because you know you're going to get another 4 years of Obama. And that's what you're getting.
The thing is, when you talk to somebody that's on the other side, at least for me personally, what I've experienced is it's not a debate where they're giving me information to think about and I'm giving them information to think about. It turns into me basically trying to educate them, because they will keep saying, well, I didn't know about that. But they don't care. They'll just keep doing and thinking the way they always have. And it's not a debate. It's more of a, I'm giving them information and they're like kind of interested for a few seconds, and then they just go back to their old way.
Right. Right. And some people you can't fix.
Most.
You can't educate. Most. You know, well, you are feeling pessimistic today, aren't you?
I guess it sounds pessimistic, but I think it's reality.
Well, let's listen to Ed from Ypsilanti. Let's see what Ed's got to say. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Good day. You mentioned Harry Reid and the nuclear option.
Dirty Harry.
And I was just thinking, yeah, nobody's saying anything about the gift that he gave the Republicans in 2014. That's 10 less seats we got to win to get a majority. Am I naive?
No, you're dead on the money, and I think that's why Mitch McConnell said you will live to regret this. Because
that's what he meant. He wasn't too clear about that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, right. I'm not the biggest Mitch McConnell fan, but I think it is correct, because you know what? All bets are off.
Large popcorn? No, yeah. Butter.
Yeah, the thought is if we win the Senate.
The have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Ed.
If we win the Senate in 2014, then we will be able to do the same thing with the Democrats, a nuclear option that the Democrats have pulled on us.
Yes. But unfortunately, in the 2.5 years or so that Obama's got left, he can fill a lot of vacant seats. You
right.
know what I mean? And he's going to put young, liberal, social, communist judges into positions, and we'll have to live with them the rest of their lives. You know, so we're going to always be down. And I think that's why the Republicans, you know, yes, they were really, you know, the other thing the Republicans were doing was it was the only leverage they had in the Senate to try and force other options. We're going to hold up these appointments unless you fairly discuss and argue with us about Obamacare or the taxes or anything else. You know, it was the only leverage they had, and now it's gone.
Well, you know, the American people voted these people in. Now it's time to live with the consequences, I guess.
Yes. Well, you get what you pay for, or you get what you voted for.
What you vote for.
All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu, the president touting his economic success in his weekly address.
Since I took office, we've cut our deficits by more than half. And that makes it easier to invest in the things that create jobs.
While the GOP keeps up their attack on the new health care law in their address.
The best thing we can do now is to scrap it and start over with a step-by-step approach that focuses on lower costs and patient-centered solutions.
Texas Congressman Michael Burgess, the Texas woman accused of sending ricin-laced letters to the president, and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has reached a deal with federal prosecutors. This according to a newspaper report. Shannon Richardson accused of sending the toxin in an attempt to frame her husband for the crime. And Willie Nelson suspending his tour after three band members were hurt in a bus accident in East Texas. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on Wham. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Windsor to Grand Rapids, Miami to Alpena, wherever you may be, Wham Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour Radio Show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel Program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching our drift here at Wham Talk 1600. Brandon Drake in studio joining me.
Yeah, here we are. It's always great.
Yes, absolutely. Had a couple of good calls today already. 734-822-1600. If you want to talk Obamacare or the Senate filibuster or anything else that comes to your mind, we're not married to our agenda.
And we said nuclear option. Mm-hmm. Iran. There's a nuclear option that we really need to be concerned about.
Yes, and I wanted to talk about Iran. I've been wanting to do this for weeks, but we can't seem to get around to it. So maybe this afternoon we'll get into it in the next half hour here. So let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Pawn to You. For collateralized personal and business loans, go to the professionals at Pawn to You. Pondieu makes cash loans of any duration backed by your personal or business assets with no background checks, no credit checks required. Your privacy is guaranteed, and Pondieu can come right to your home or business at your convenience. You can email pawnloans@yahoo.com or call 734-389-5228. That's 734-389-5228. Or you can go to the website. That's www.pawnyou.com. Pawnyou.com.
I'm getting a little concerned. You know why? Because I do a lot of the commercials around here, and you're sounding too good.
Oh, well, I kind of like doing commercials. I like to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
You're just on radio because you want to hear yourself talk.
No. You're right on the money on these spots.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
Live spots. That's even more difficult.
This is an expensive hobby to be in. You know what I mean?
So. It's like owning a ham radio.
Do they still do ham radios?
I think they do.
Wow. I haven't heard that term in decades. It makes me feel old listening to that. Okay, so anyways, let's talk a little bit more about the nuclear option, just because of that slippery slope, and then we'll be done with it, unless a caller calls in with it.
I want to interject real quick.
Okay.
Harry Reid, when you look at this man, what do you think? You know, the glasses and everything and the way he speaks and carries
He's the crusty old banker from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I can see that, but not exactly.
Mr. Potter. Isn't he Mr. Potter?
Yeah, and he's not exactly a masculine, rugged guy, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't think he's an athlete of any sort. Well, back in his younger days, he was a boxer.
You're kidding me.
And I think he did really well, and I'm going to say he was a welterweight, but I'm not totally sure about the weight class that he fought in. But I think he was a fairly successful amateur boxer.
Well, then I won't take him on if I see him. I'm going to avoid Harry walking down
And he's
the
a Mormon. I didn't know that until like about a year
or
two ago.
Yes, yeah. But nobody calls him out on his magic underwear and stuff. You know what I mean? You don't see people bashing him for being a Mormon.
Right.
I guess it's okay if you're a Democrat, but you can't be a Mormon if you're a Republican, right?
Yeah.
We're not even going to go there. Okay.
Right.
Nice segue there. We're talking about A Wonderful Life.
I'm just full of segues today. Unintentional segues.
There you go. Brighton High School is presenting It's a Wonderful Life, December 5th through 8th of this year. Purchase tickets at www.bhsplay.com. And one of the sponsors of this is Accurate Insulation, our sponsor last half hour. So there you go. You're full of segues today, dude. You're like reading my mind.
And you're tying it up in a nice little knot and bow. Yeah.
It's like we're professionals almost. Except we're not. What does Theron say? We're rodeo clowns with a microphone.
Yeah, we're rodeo clown apprentices. We're not at full rodeo clown status yet.
Okay. So one of the other things happened this week, Obama pulled his propaganda move and called in all his liberal media friends to the White House, including Juan Williams from Fox, and they had their little closed door, off the record. Has this ever been done before? Has a president ever called in his favorite media people and said, hey, come in and we're going to talk off the record about what?
Did they make cocoa?
I'm sure they're having a cocktail. They wouldn't, with lunch, you know, a little double martini lunch, whatever it is they're doing. But how does the president of the United States just call in the media and say, let's come up with a game change. You guys are not really making me look good. Yeah, is that what's happening?
Yeah, let's repackage the Obama package.
Yeah, let's get this Unaffordable Care Act repackaged and rebranded as something else.
Yeah, guys, I want you to think about me in the sense that I'm looking into the teleprompter and really making it happen.
Yeah,
really sounding good.
Yeah, he's making it happen for all the wrong. You know what? I guess you have to look at it from another way. There's no way anymore. I used to ask myself this question. He's either the most ignorant man on the planet with the most ignorant people that he surrounded himself with, or he's the smartest guy in the world, and his agenda is working perfectly. He's destroying the United States of America. Do you get that feeling?
Well, there certainly is a debate between those two scenarios, and I think I'm going to go with the former rather than the latter. I think he's a guy that isn't as smart as he thinks he is, a guy that's an empty suit for the most part, can once in a while sound good, especially to a receptive audience, and we're now seeing that there's really not a whole lot of substance to the supposedly brilliant, deep-thinking,
Barack Hussein Obama,
well-thought-out analysis that he supposedly performs.
Okay, so
we're not really seeing that.
So if I agree with you, and I kind of want to, that leads me to believe that an even worse scenario, he is the puppet, right? His strings being pulled by who?
Well, see, I'm not going to go there, and that's kind of conspiracy theory-ish
to me. It's Conspiracy Saturday, dude. Go right ahead.
I mean, you have to work with certain people that have power. There's no doubt about that, because you're not this emperor, this king. So sure, you have to work with others that have power. But I think he's a guy that's so arrogant and full of himself, but he's really not that smart. And every once in a while, and here lately more often than not, he is being exposed for what he is, and that is not being that smart, not being in control like he thinks he is. And I don't know if he really, you know, is this a – he's got his agenda. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to argue against that. But what am I trying to say? I don't know. I think he's more of an idiot than he is this Machiavellian guy who's got this strategy to, you know, he's really getting his way all along.
All right. Well, I'll agree with you part way, you know, but – what concerns me now is if he is not that sinister Machiavellian sinister person that you and I, well, that I want to say he is.
I mean, there's a little Machiavellian in all these politicians, but I don't think he's that extreme. I think it's more of he's an idiot that's full of himself and was able to get away with it for a long time. Because people during, you know, the 2008 election, for some reason, they thought they were voting against George Bush. It's like, oh, hate George Bush. Don't really know why I hate him so much. But look at this guy.
Right.
I'm going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote for George Bush. George Bush wasn't running in the election against Barack Obama.
Right.
But the Obama campaign certainly packaged it that way.
Yeah, and they're just punishing the rest of us by voting for somebody who's not.
You know, the whole McCain's third term and all these sound bites and slogans that the Obama campaign came out with were brilliant. And people resonate. I mean, it wasn't brilliant in the sense that it was really smart. It's just that it got into people's heads, the electorate again, and they fell for it.
Yeah. Well, one thing the Republicans have to do this time around, and you guys can talk third party all you want. I'd love to see a third party. You're never going to get a third party until they outlaw straight ticket voting. You know, so let's not even go there. What the GOP needs to do is rebrand and repackage themselves and start marketing. You know, start doing the same marketing that the Democrats have learned so well in the last 8 years how to do. You have to. There's so many opportunities for the Republicans to come out shining, and yet they drop them. You know, biased media or not, there are plenty of ways to get some marketing out there, and they're not doing it. They're just...
Well, they're
floundering.
Yeah, they've always been lame at getting the message out and having the Republicans and having it stick with the electorate.
Well, they need to talk to us.
And, you know, like during the debates, you know.
You and I are available, right? We can do a little consulting. You know, if you want it's slick consulting, that's us.
You know, during the debate, like Barack Obama, when he came out with, Governor, we have, you know, less bayonets. I'm paraphrasing. But,
right. You
know, that stuck with people. It made Romney look kind of foolish, even though he really wasn't.
Right.
On the subject of, you know, Barack Obama and him getting away with this, especially during the 2008 election, when I went to vote, there was an Obama campaigner in the parking lot, this female. And I went up to her after I voted, and I said, you know, you're really passionate, you're fired up, you're out here, you know, handing out flyers and approaching everybody. Why are you voting for this man? And she really couldn't come up with anything, except she said that he was president of law review at Harvard. That's the only thing she could come up with. And I said, so you think that qualifies this man to be president of the United States? And she was just kind of in this love haze thinking about him, and I couldn't get anywhere with her.
Right.
As far as
of those East Coast schools anyway. You can take your MIT, well, maybe MIT, but Harvard, Yale, the rest. You know what, really? Are they any better than the U of M? Are they any better than the University of Wisconsin? Come on. Why do you have to be a blue blood and have a degree from one of those blue blood schools to get anywhere in this country?
Well, I agree. And I don't even know if that's necessarily even the point. It's just that I asked her, what experience does he have? What accomplishments does he have under his belt, except being in the Senate for 2 years and he's accomplished nothing there? Why do you think he should be president of the United States, other than the fact that you hate George Bush, who is not running for president again? And she couldn't tell me.
Exactly right. Well, here's one of these little tidbits that the Republicans should be promoting. Under Obama, the Disability Trust Fund runs a record 5 straight years of deficits. Are you seeing that on the news?
Is that a failure of leadership?
That's a huge – well, it depends. If you're trying to break the country, through bankruptcy or whatever,
right.
You're succeeding at a phenomenal rate.
And if that truly is his intention, well, you know, then I'm being naive, and he really is sinister and that smart.
Yeah. In the 14 years that preceded Obama, the tax receipts coming into the federal government's disability insurance trust fund exceeded the benefits paid out. And the trust fund always ran a surplus.
A surplus.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Hey, what about that lockbox? Al Gore. Let's vote him in this time around.
Yeah.
Lockbox voted. He created the internet, right?
Yeah.
Per him. All this green stuff, maybe that's the future.
Yeah. Well, as you're saying, and we've seen this. We've talked about these numbers before, even before the last election, because that was one of the numbers. People on disability, the number of people on disability is surging. People are finding ways.
Big scam.
Yeah, they're finding ways to get out of the workforce on a disability. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, my leg is bum. I've got PTSD. I can't do it. I've got arthritis, whatever excuse they're coming up with. And, of course, the federal government is saying, yeah, all right, well, you can't work. Let's put you on disability. Well, those numbers have surged, and that's one of the things. They're making unemployment figures look better because they're taking people out of the workforce, putting them on disability, and they're no longer considered unemployed.
I forget the senator's name, but I think he's from Oklahoma, and he's investigating this. And I think they said, like, what, close to 50% of the disability claims that have been approved are fraudulent.
Yeah.
It is. Billions and billions of dollars. Now, what these lawyers do is they buy off these people within the the administration, the Social Security Administration, or which department that it is. And there's a lot of corruption going on getting these people approved. And a lot of lawyers are making a lot of money, and again, under the table payments to government officials to make sure that these people that should not be approved for disability are being approved.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just record numbers of people going on disability. You know, and that's it's been said a million times. The demise of any democracy is once the people who participate in the democracy realize they can get money from the government in whatever form, welfare, Medicaid, disability, subsidies, you know, for farmers, for manufacturing, all these big companies getting subsidies. That's the end of democracy when that happens, because all of a sudden they can take that money from the coffers and use it to buy the political votes. It's a vicious cycle.
And corruption becomes systemic and eventually leads to bankruptcy.
Yeah, and we're already there.
Yeah, we're already there. We just
we are technically a bankrupt country. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, we're living a fool's paradise right now.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
When people talk about the $17 trillion in debt, you're not talking about the other $70 trillion in unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and everything else, all the retirements for the people who have been employees of the federal government for so long. That's crazy.
Do you remember the SNL crisis in the 80s, the first George Bush?
Yep.
And they formed the Resolution Trust Corporation to unwind these failed SNLs and get the system moving again.
You make me feel old.
I think the total, and this was looked at as just scandalous, so expensive. It was a horrible financial burden on the taxpayer. I could be wrong, but I believe that whole cost, that whole thing was under $100 billion.
Yeah.
That is chump change compared to what is now looked at as a norm. It's not even really viewed as like $1 trillion. That's become an acceptable number in people's heads.
Yeah, people need to go online.
To a large degree.
You know, if you're a listener, go online and Google up $1 trillion and get a better understanding of what $1 trillion is and share that with people. Share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, whatever you got to do. People need to realize what $1 trillion means.
You know, J.P. Morgan just had to pay $13 billion to settle some suits with the federal government.
Chump change.
And I'm looking at it like it's chump change.
Chump
Whereas,
change.
Like, you know, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, $13 billion. Are you kidding me? How are they going to survive? $13 billion, $100 billion? What's the difference?
Yeah.
It makes no difference anymore. We have become desensitized to these huge numbers that are hitting us almost on a daily basis.
Yes, exactly right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. See you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
There's going to be a Stop High School Dropout panel discussion Monday, December 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Southgate Library, located at 14680 Dix Toledo Road in Southgate. It'll be presented by Edward D'Angelo, President and CEO of the Information Center. Youth, families, and concerned community members are encouraged to attend a panel discussion on the early warning signs of dropout and available resources to help change the life course for our youth. For more information, please contact the Information Center at 734-282-7171. Wigs for Kids provides custom fit, age-appropriate wigs at no cost to Michigan children who are experiencing hair loss as a result of cancer treatment and other medical conditions. To learn more about how your contribution can make a difference in the life of a Michigan child, please call Wigs for Kids at 586-772-6656 or visit www.wigsforkids.org. That's Wigs, the number 4, kids.org. Wham! Talk 1600 and the Salvation Army are conducting our 7th annual toy drive. The goal is to collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys for children in need in Washtenaw County. Drop off your toys at our sponsor locations listed on the whamradio.com website. Let's make sure every child has a wonderful Christmas. For more information, call 734-971-1600, extension 23.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome. Thank you. Welcome back. Thank you for catching our drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Thank you.
So we wanted to move on and talk a little bit about Iran. It doesn't seem to be getting as much play as it probably should be. This is pretty important stuff. The U.S. is negotiating, and it's like, really, are we just going to let them go ahead and get the bomb?
Well, you know what? We are. We were ready to sign an agreement a week ago, but the French are the ones that pulled out. Now, think about this, how scary things are.
When the French have more guts than we do.
Not only the French, but a French socialist president says Iran is getting away with murder if we sign this. And you know what? We've talked about Putin being this guy that we kind of respect because he's so, what's the word I'm looking
for? He's tough.
He's tough. You know what? I think he's kind of a psychotic, and I really don't like him at all.
Psychotic tough, yeah.
He's psychotic tough. Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah, the psychotic part is the part that bothers me. And he's definitely an anti-American, so of course I really don't like him. But you know what? Who I look at in this situation, especially with Iran, is Benjamin Netanyahu. Anytime I've heard this man speak, he's tough, he's smart, he's logical, and very coherent. He gets right to the point, and there's no way that you can argue against this man because what he says makes total sense. And there's no, and so I'd love to have a Benjamin Netanyahu as an American president. You know, we say, what can
absolutely
we get fired up upon? You know,
I'll agree 100% with you.
You know,
I love Benjamin Netanyahu.
And as far as a female, you know, let's somehow get Margaret Thatcher 30 years younger and Americanize her. You know, right. I'd have a woman president too.
Wouldn't it be
Sarah
Palin?
If it was a Margaret Thatcher. But Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not going to put up with this. I mean, why aren't the Israelis represented at the table, since they are, you know, certainly at risk if Iran gets a nuclear weapon? And you know what? I'm to the point now where you hear about all these inspections and 20% enrichment, and we're going to allow this and that, and the Russians are going to supply the rods, take the rods, and all this garbage, you know? And you know the Iranians are going to cheat. You know that the inspectors are, you know, how it's exhausting hearing about it. They're going to have to inspect Iran for, what, the next 300 years to make sure they don't get a nuclear weapon?
Right.
Why don't we just do this? Assuming our nuclear stockpile is on a FIFO basis, you're in material control, you know what I'm talking about, first in, first out. Mm-hmm. Let's take our oldest nuclear weapons first and just go distribute them around the Middle East. We won't need inspections. We won't care anymore because everyone's got the bomb.
Yeah,
okay, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman.
Brinkmanship.
We'll even give Iraq some.
A little mutually assured destruction.
We'll
it's
distribute them everywhere. You know, and then we can just say forget about it, and what time's the game on, and you know, and what's on TV tonight.
Right.
I'm sick of hearing about it because it's Iran's going to get a nuclear weapon. That's the path we're on.
Yeah, and Iranian leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vows that Tehran will not back down one iota from having the right to being nuclear.
Right, and they've been saying this for 10 years,
yeah. And
12 years.
Let's be honest.
Once they were discovered to be doing this.
Yeah, let's be honest. Does any country in the world have the right to get a nuclear weapon or to have nuclear energy? Yes, they absolutely do.
Well, you hear the right to nuclear energy as long as it's, quote, peaceful.
They have the, you know, frankly, they have the right to nuclear weapons if we do. What makes them any different?
Well, if they've signed the non-proliferation treaty, then in theory they don't.
Okay. If they've signed a treaty.
But nobody follows that. They just drop out of it once they want a nuclear weapon. It's as good as the paper it's written on.
I always like to put it back on them. You know what I mean? I think it's from Spider-Man, right? With great power comes great responsibility.
Any of those movies.
Right?
Yeah.
Gotta see.
Who knows?
Anyways, I don't know who said that originally, but it always sticks in my mind. And here is what Iran needs to realize. And Israel is saying it loud, but they're not getting enough coverage. You do have the right to go ahead and get a nuclear bomb. You also have the right to find yourself nuked if you are threatening your neighbors. And that's why Saudi Arabia is now saying, wait a minute, if they're going to go ahead and get them, we want them.
Oh, yeah, and they've already lined up with Pakistan.
Yes.
These bombs are already in crates to be shipped to Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Pakistan just wants the money order.
And frankly, let Saudi Arabia have them. You know what I mean? Let them have them. There's nothing we're going to do to stop it. And the only way to do that is to marginalize the Iranian nukes by letting, well, we already know Israel's got nukes, even if they say
nobody
can prove it, they do.
I know, but you're kind of going down the path of deterrence. You're saying, well, the Israelis have got them, and then the Saudis will have them, so the Iranians will be deterred. I'm not buying that because Khamenei, this nut Ayatollah you're talking about, they don't care about deterrence and surviving. They want their religion, all this stuff to happen in an apocalypse so that the hidden imam comes back.
Yeah, so they get their 70 virgins in
and all that kind
apocalypse.
Of stuff. Yeah. So they're not, I don't think, rational as far as wanting to survive and are into the whole mutually assured destruction thing like we were during the Cold War with the Soviets.
Right. Well, maybe we need to put a little pig in with our atomic weaponry. Only so. Okay, until next week.
Pork rinds.
We'll see you. Go to thedailydrift.com.
See you next week.